on Will D. and Tausch. It's been fun bantering back and forth with my old buddy Home Slice. Homer, I know you're used to only doing an hour. You get coffee, you get a protein bar. What, you know, a little bit more of a grind here doing 3 hours.
It is tough. Yeah, I have a great deal more respect than I use. I realize this is tough. I got a little hot chocolate. We get free hot chocolate here. So
you get free hot chocolate?
Yeah, I was a hot chocolate guy for many years before everybody's gone to coffee, which actually is now just hot chocolate with a coffee flavor.
Well, that's not necessarily true. You can do
that. The majority of coffee sold today is all sweet.
Do you have research on that, or is it just you guessing?
Yeah, no, it's not. Are you, it's not even
are you a coffee? So are you
nobody
a coffee
drinks
guy?
Black coffee. I have started drinking black coffee.
Black
my
coffee
wife
right
likes
here.
To go have coffee, and I have
nobody
only black
drinks.
Coffee.
Nobody drinks black coffee. What the heck are you talking about? A lot of people do.
One of my roommates drinks black coffee.
Yeah, Riley does.
No,
Riley's
I don't.
Roommate does.
2%, 3%. Go into a Starbucks. Go ask them. At Dunkin' Donuts, you probably have a chance of that being the case, because that is a very good.
You know what
coffee.
Irritates me? Why don't these places, and I'm not going to give any free advertising. I go to Quick Trip and get Karuba. But why at these fancy coffee joints that you just mentioned? They have all the Frappuccinos and the fresheners and all that stuff, right? Why don't they just put a pot of black coffee on the side? You go give $2 for the cup. You go grab it, and you don't have a barista back there pouring it. Can we not do that? Is that that difficult?
Yeah,
I'm
okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, you don't have anything to add to that? You're just
No, not really. I mean, my premise is all that. That it, nobody drinks coffee. People drink sweet drinks that have a mocha flavor.
The greatest,
of course, was the mocha frappe from McDonald's, which is the greatest.
Throw chocolate chips in there. Yep.
Yeah, the greatest non-alcoholic drink ever made.
Ooh, that's a bold statement. I'll have to.
It is, and I understand. I'm not going to have agreement. I get that, but that's
okay.
I think it should be in the running.
Okay, so speaking of agreement, do you agree? Cam Newton on First Take basically made the statement. Stephen A. Smith asked him point blank. He was an MVP. He was a national champion. He was a trendsetter, a star. Would you give all that up for one Super Bowl? And Cam honestly said no. As a team guy, I heard that and I thought, what are you talking about? What did you think when Cam Newton made that statement?
I thought, one, it doesn't surprise me. He seems to be the kind of person who would say that. And I think partly because he believes that people did not appreciate how good he was. And so to win an MVP, to him, is basically telling the world, see, you're all wrong. I told you I was great. You didn't believe I was great because of whatever his shortcomings were, and now I've proven it. And as far as being a team player, because it does come off as selfish, the determining factor of that is what his teammates would say privately. I do think this, and I've softened a little bit, to be an MVP makes you part of a much, 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 much smaller elite group than winning a Super Bowl.
For sure.
But you would know this from teammates. If he's a team guy, then people are fine with it. Because as a player, as a quarterback, what can I do more for my team than be the best player in the league? What more do you want me to do? Not winning the Super Bowl is an indication of the rest of my team not being as good as me. Fact. Now, the concern is, as a quarterback, wouldn't you want to win the Super Bowl because of the happiness you would create for all your teammates and knowing your importance? So that's the dilemma. But whether he's a team guy or an individual guy, only his teammates know, and only they will say it privately, not publicly. But I understand someone saying, what can I do? We didn't win the Super Bowl. It wasn't my fault. All I can do is be the best player in the league, and then the rest of my team's got to take care of business. That is true, and he's part of a very, very elite group, which is much more, or not more special. Is that the word? More special? Special? Yeah, I think it's more special.
Specialer.
It doesn't sound right. Specialer doesn't sound right. Than winning a Super Bowl. How many people have been MVP? Not many.
I would think what there's been, how many, a lot of NFL seasons. I understand where Cam's coming. And first off, I love the fact that he's honest. Most guys would lie.
Correct.
And tell you that this is the case. From a player standpoint, being a part of a championship team, most of us have no aspirations because we can't become MVP. You could be all pro. I think most guys look at the Hall of Fame as kind of the, from an individual legacy standpoint, that is very important to players. But everybody wants a Super Bowl championship. The fact that Cam came out and said that, I bet if you ask Peyton Manning, and I know Aaron Rodgers has said this, he'd give up MVPs to win another Super Bowl. That's all true, but you can only control what you can control. And why it's so difficult to win a championship is because it can't just be you. MVP can't just be you, but it certainly skews that way. And I think that's what Cam's point was. I disagree with him, but I've never been in that position to make that same claim. So it's hard for me to push back much on what Cam had to say on that yesterday.
And I really think a part of it is that proved to all the people who didn't believe in him and whatever his weaknesses were as a quarterback, how great he was. And I
no
think
doubt
that's
about
why
it.
It's special to him.
I'm telling you, what he did at Auburn to beat all those SEC teams, it probably is the greatest college football season from one player. He would be in the Mount Rushmore of greatest college football players we've ever seen. And if you don't believe me, ask Nick Saban. He'd tell you as well. All right, I'm getting ready to do a little ribbon cutting. We have another segment. We're going to hit Whoa Riley next. We're going to do that here on Wildy and Tausch. Welcome back in to Wildy and Tausch. Gave you a little tour on the digital only. There's probably a little bit of microphone issues. Homer, I'm terrible with tech, man. I am not the most tech savvy, but it did give you a look. Riley said, oh, it's bigger than I thought. We have the great folks from the Green Bay and Ashwaubenon Chambers of Commerce up here. So we're excited up here at the Pickler. I'm also excited for a little Whoa Riley.
Is good. The guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Alrighty, guys. So, while Jason's gone, I have a shadow ban on talking UFC on this show. So, Homer, I just want to ask you, do you watch the UFC at all? Are you a fan whatsoever of mixed martial arts?
No, I do not watch it, but I don't have any problem with it. I'm a boxing guy, and boxing's kind of done. But it doesn't mean that I have anything wrong with it.
Did you watch the Tyson fight?
I did, actually. People were watching it on the plane as Marquette was going from somewhere, and they had real difficulty getting it. They were all mocking it as being terrible. Yeah, streaming issues, but they didn't.
So, Homer, will you be tuning into the Jake Paul versus Logan Paul boxing match coming up?
No, no. But, I mean, that's on me. I don't think that, you know, it's not like, hey, the world's gone crazy. I understand it. I think they've created a sport that people like because it's quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Takes less time.
All right, fair enough.
You know what? I am a big Dana fan. I think what he's done with that business and the opportunities, those that are fighting, and it is real. And the business, I'm always fascinated by how people build businesses. They went from nothing to one of the biggest sporting leagues in our country. They're everywhere. Yeah. They are all over the world.
And he created a new sport.
You have to give them a ton of credit.
There was nothing like it.
Yes, a slapping deal?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they do a slapping deal, too.
Yeah,
Homer, that'd
slap
be fun
fighting.
For us. Next time we're in the same spot, slapping deal?
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
What do you think I am, crazy?
All right, you don't have
Fine.
to.
No, I think you get to a certain age, you'll get there when you go like, no, I don't have to. No, I'm not doing that.
Trust me. Oh, trust me, I'm there. I get what you're saying.
That's true.
I think we should do a bracket style, tournament style. Tausch versus Bulaga, Jason versus Homer. Slap fighting, and then winners
Bulaga's, Bulaga's going to beat me in that, I think. But now if we play pickleball, and maybe not even tennis. Golfy's beating me, but yeah, there's all kinds of opportunities to do things.
Who's winning
at pickleball? Riley.
Whoa, Nelly.
Who's winning at pickleball between Tausch and Homer? If Homer's comes from a tennis background.
Homer should win now.
Homer beat me in tennis in a while. I would think in pickleball I'd beat him. Yeah.
He would. You would.
I would think so.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Moving on to the topic I actually had planned. So there's a movie coming out today. It's in theaters today, based on a true story about a guy who bets his entire farm on the Green Bay Packers winning the Super Bowl. So I want to ask you guys,
what year did he bet it? Hopefully 2010.
And that's the one with Craig Nelson, right?
20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
I believe he'd
be out of a farm.
I believe it was set in 96, and I'm assuming it has a happy ending.
That worked out well.
They win Super Bowl
35. Is it true or is it made up?
Supposedly, it's based on a true story. I was listening on a country radio station today, and they were talking about it. So that's where the impetus for this question came up. So, how much would you guys bet on the Packers winning the Super Bowl this coming year?
What are the odds? If it's straight up, I can't.
Just straight up,
It's like 1,200. I think if you bet 100, you win 1,200. It's something like that.
Yeah, I think you should get somewhere between 15 to 20 to 1. I mean, the Packers were the 7th best team in the NFC this year. The AFC is stronger than the NFC. I have to see where Green Bay fits the right. There were years that you felt really good. Huge offseason in order for really good.
I'm not hearing him very well.
Yeah,
is that just me?
You're coming in like a transformer, which it sucks. It took 2.5 hours to get to this point, but hopefully that doesn't continue. Follow up to that, what would it take, Homer, you start, for you to bet your house on the Packers winning the Super Bowl?
I just wouldn't do it.
Just never. What if you're
if the game's over and I know the outcome, then I would do it. No, it's too hard. I mean, the guy, I do the thing with Fat Jack. He mentioned like Notre Dame fans won 11 games in a row up until the national championship game where their team covered. And I mean, there's that stretch where you can get hot, but it's gambling is so hard that I just you know, I think the year that the Packers won it in 96 with Favre, they were the best offense, the best defense. That's where one you would do it. But even then, they might have won the Super Bowl and not covered. And then,
Tausch,
hard.
Yeah, I agree. Tausch, is there any situation where you would bet your house on the Packers winning a Super Bowl?
No. No, that's idiotic. You do that in the beginning of seasons when you think you're getting value on a team you know has an opportunity to do it. No, to bet your house or your farm, kudos to Craig T. Nelson for betting his farm. Sounds like, what do you win when you bet your farm? Nah, you get somebody else's farm?
Yeah, I think at 15 to 1, I might bet $100 on the Packers. I have enough
15 to 1's the 15 to 1 is the basement of where it would start for me. 10 to 1, I need more with this team right now.
Okay, fair enough.
Whoa, Nelly!
Last question I have for you. This is geared towards you, Homer. So tomorrow is National Marquette Day.
Yes.
Could you explain first, what is that?
I don't really know. I didn't go to Marquette, but I can tell you this. With Shaka Smart as the coach, every day is National Marquette Day. The energy and joy that Marquette people have with him as coach is greater than it's ever been since Al McGuire. And so every day is National Marquette Day now with him as coach. And I'm not the athletic director Mike Broeker is, but I said before I would give him a lifetime contract. He can coach Marquette as long as he wants. When he wants to leave, then leave. My point is, it doesn't matter how much money you give him, his competitiveness is so great that it wouldn't change him at all. And that's the part of him that he hides a little bit. People just don't know how insanely competitive he is, because there's so many other parts about him that people like. So, and even though I am Marquette, people should know Wisconsin's getting better. Those big guys are playing good. Wisconsin is, they're the real deal now.
Tausch, any comment?
Does every school have that? Is there a national Wisconsin
thing? I don't believe that's what I'm trying to figure out, because I feel like this just further solidifies that everyone at Marquette, save Homer, we'll toss Homer out of this because he's not a grad, not an alumnus, that they all live in this little Marquette bubble, and it's just all elitism, and it's ridiculous.
Elitism?
Not a fan.
Oh, come on.
Public institutions.
Like the Badgers don't have
who
it?
Who announced it?
You know where the Badger elitism is?
And
I went there. Wisconsin elitism is they drink better than any other students in the country. They are so incredible.
True.
All right, and here's the issue, National Marquette Day. I don't know this, but I think they don't have football, so they didn't have homecoming, and I think they kind of started a homecoming and now a National Marquette Day. So it's an attempt to create something, I believe, when not having football.
That kind of makes you sad, doesn't it?
What?
Makes you feel kind of sad.
Sad about what?
You don't have homecoming, so you invent a day?
Yes. Hey, you like
day?
What do you mean?
Sad
you
to
like
me.
MMA? You appreciated that guy invent something. Now Marquette invents it, and you know what? Other schools are going to copy.
Well, I don't
if they
mind
haven't
that
already.
They're doing it, but I just asked you how it happened, and you said,
"Oh, then I could be wrong.
They didn't
I don't
have
know."
Homecoming, so they
no,
made.
I don't. Don't
what do you
give
mean?
Any
You're
credibility.
Mr. Marquette.
I do. Yes, I am Mr. Marquette for men's basketball.
You should put a disclaimer on everything you say. Don't give me any credibility on that.
No one knows Marquette basketball better than me, and that's the job I have. I don't work for the university in other capacity. So you want to know something about men's basketball? Fine. You want to ask me something about the engineering school? I don't know that either.
Greatest three-point shooter in Marquette history is?
It's not even close. It's not even close.
Who is
Steve Novak.
Steve Anthony Novak. Peeper?
Oh, what? So Steve Novak, Jim McElvain tells me this story. It's Seattle when you're in the draft. They have you come in and do a shooting thing. You start at the free throw line. You have to make one of three. If you make one of three, you take two steps back. Steve Novak was shooting in the back court behind the half court line, in which they said, you can stop.
Wow.
Not even close.
It's pretty good.
It's legit.
Pretty good. That will do it. For Roe. That's a hard one to say. Roe Riley. Whoa, Riley.
There you go.
Because you got to bail.
Next.
You're leaving.
I am bailing. I'm going to go cut a ribbon or I'm going to do something. I'm not 100% sure what I'm all doing. I'm up here at the Pickler. We have our grand opening tomorrow. We are going to do trivia. 844.
Oh, I have a question for you about pickleball.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Is there a best pickleball? Some are harder than the others. Where is that at now? And I'm dealing with this because our family people play pickleball. Is there one that's better, or are they all the same, or am I just making this up?
What do you mean, like the racket or the ball?
No, the ball. They say the balls, some of them are harder and they're better. Are all the balls the same, or is there a difference?
There's indoor and outdoor, and obviously indoor is a bigger hole, whereas outdoor you have smaller because you want to get less wind. But everybody, it's more about the color. Of the ball. To me, that's what's important to me.
Aren't they all the yellow like a golf ball?
There's yellow. I actually play with a lot of orange pickleballs.
Because
you pick it up easier. You pick it up easier. That's the beautiful part about the pickler.
Oh, you see it easier.
The walls
okay.
are all black. You could play in the indoor here at our facility up here in Green Bay. Not going to matter what color the ball because it's all blacked out and you're going to have no glare. It's going to be beautiful. Again, that is tomorrow. Today, we are going to do trivia, and Riley, remember to pick the winner after you get the caller 5.
Oh, shoot, you're right. Yep.
844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, caller 5 for Wilde and Tausch Trivia. And Riley, what is the category today?
The category is Steve the Homer True Trivia.
Oh, I might call in and be the guest because... There aren't many people that know Steve the Homer True better than
you. You don't know anything about me. You know nothing.
I will find out. I will play offline as we're getting ready for the ribbon cutting. Again, caller 5 844-770-3776. Homer, thank you very much for forcing me into the driver's chair again. I enjoy it always doing the show with you. And for everybody that thinks we're contentious, That's just what we
are.
Do.
We are. I don't like him. I don't like Mark Tauscher. Actually, that's what people want me to say that. It's not true, but I used to say that about Mark Belling, and they go, you guys are okay. I mean, he's weird. And then they were disappointed, and then I start saying, I hate him. He's the biggest jerk in the history of the world. And then people go, yes, I knew it. I knew it. Yes, I don't like Mark Tauscher.
All right, you run with whatever you want to. I like Steve the Homer True, and I appreciate him, Riley. Thank you, guys. Finish the show off strong. We will see you on Monday. But this show still rolling again. Caller 5.
Do you know how hard it is to do a show with Mark Tauscher? Do you realize how hard it is?
I do, actually.
Next.
I do.
This is Wildy and Tausch. No one's left. Wildy left. Tauscher left. And we have Nate, the wedding DJ. Is that right?
That'd be Mike, the wedding DJ.
Oh, Mike. I can't even read my own writing. Cursive is dead. Hold on. All right. So this is trivia. Do I have to know the questions or do you have the questions?
I have the questions if you'd like me to ask them.
Yeah, you can ask them. I think I know the correct answer, but we'll find out. By the way, I want this to be on the record and written. And so that people, I can argue. But I don't dislike Tauscher. In fact, I do embarrass him because I have told this on the radio and other people have said to him that if I could have lived someone else's life, I would have wanted to have lived Mark Tauscher's life. And like, you make it, no, I like everything about who he is, what he's done. I thought, I wish I could have been Mark Tauscher. And somebody said that to him and he's like, Homer's crazy. Like, Tausch doesn't. I don't know that I would. Someone said to me, somebody told me that they wish they would have your life. I go, okay. But Mark Tauscher is the list of four people who I've met in my life that I wish I'd had their life. Mark Tauscher is one. Kevin Harlan, the announcer, is the other. Shaka Smart, a third. And then my older brother, Mike True, who was just better than me in every way. And so those are the four. Tauscher is not the only one. But yes, I wish and have told people and now saying it on the radio so you know that I don't dislike him. He is a pain to work with, but that's because he changes his mind. I mean, I don't know how he.
Hey, those are some good choices for other lives.
No, everybody should have. Everybody else should have their. I think they should, to be honest. But I'm not upset with my life at all. But man, being Mark Tauscher, Kevin Harlan, he's so good. Shaka Smart, my older brother Mike too. Wow. Oh baby, that would have been good. All right, let's go to Mike.
All righty, Mike, you there?
I'm here.
Fantastic. Let's get it rolling with question one. Which of these is not a show hosted by Steve the Homer True? My Faith with Homer and Pip, The Homer Hour, or Little Brother, a Marquette basketball podcast?
C.
Hey, great work.
Well, don't
Mike.
I get to say whether it's correct or not?
Do you have the list? I thought you didn't have the questions.
No, I have the questions. I just don't. I was going to have you read them.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I have the questions.
Okay, I'll let you
Yes, that
correct.
Is correct. That is correct. The one they left out was Night Night with Uncle Homie, one of my favorite shows that was on when I was at the very end after I was about done at ISN. They moved me after Sean Hannity, and I had Night Night with Uncle Homie. It was like 8 to 9:30 or something like that. But anyway. Okay. Correct answer, Mike.
You
got one for one.
I love you on the world's greatest sports show.
Yes. I wanted this show to be the world's shortest sports talk show, the one I do 5 to 6, but they didn't approve that.
Disappointing. Nice. Question two. Homer's dad was a professor at which prestigious American university?
Notre Dame. Hey. Notre Dame.
Man, you know your stuff. Yes, he taught Paul Hornung in class. In the 50s, also had LaFonso Ellis, who refused to believe that he was my father. I had to call my dad so he could talk to him. Paul Hornung, I saw the grade book, DCDCCF, and I said to Paul Hornung, you had my dad as a professor at Notre Dame. He said, I was on the dean's list as a senior, to which I said, Paul, you didn't have my dad when you were a senior. But I didn't give out the specific. All right, next question. My dad is famous, and when your parent is famous at some age, you'd realize you're just never going to be as big a deal as he was. So it's all right.
I feel like there are some people out there who debate that. But anyways, question number three.
Not even close.
Teach their own.
Be like comparing Jim Gantner to Robin Yount. Like, Jim Gantner was good, right? Ain't no Robin Yount.
Okay. I'm just going to accept it as humility.
Except you can look it up. No. Okay. You can look it up.
According to his Facebook page, what did Homer study at both the University of Arizona and the University of Wisconsin-Madison? Is it A, journalism, B, basketball, or C, tennis?
Well, I'm going to assume it's tennis since he played tennis. So,
all right. Now, you're very good. That is correct, but it's incorrect. I actually majored in accounting.
Accounting.
All right.
Accounting.
However, it is accurate that's what on. What did you go Wikipedia to just?
I just went to your Facebook page, and that's
yes,
what it's
it
listed.
Does say that on the Facebook page, and I've been too lazy to change it. But I actually did major in accounting. But tennis was why I went to both of those schools. Yes.
Did you ever work for one of the big four? I have some roommates in accounting
right now. I never spent one day as an accountant. I had to. I had health issues, and I had to stop teaching tennis. I was a finalist for the job at the University of Indiana. And so then I decided I would go into radio, never having done anything. And a friend of my father came in, a big accountant deal in South Bend, said, I'll hire you today. And I go, I don't want to be an accountant. I'm going to go into radio. He goes, like, you've never done radio, and you have a college degree in accounting. And I go, yeah. He goes, when you get your head squared, call me and I'll hire you. I have no idea what you're thinking now. That was 1980, and I've been doing it ever since. So,
wow.
It was a stupid
you made the right choice,
today.
Homer. You're great.
All right. Well, thank you. And you you know me well better than I would think anybody would. So, and yeah, you can. I think I still have a Wikipedia page, though someone said they had difficulty finding it.
Yeah,
I thought,
you have a. It's like MU Wikipedia. It's like Marquette specific Wikipedia.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to. I had a Wikipedia page because there was something on it that was not accurate. I tried to change it and they wouldn't let me, because in order to change even your own Wikipedia page, you have to have a reference. Like usually it has to be written. Like I had to give them. I could give them my bio for Good Karma or whatever, and it was there. But you can't just say, "Hey, this is." What I actually, I can't remember what it was, but anyway. So thanks, nicely done. I have no defense for the decisions I've made. Someone interviewed me when I first came to Milwaukee in like 1990, and he went through this stuff, and he stops and he goes, can I ask you a question? I go, sure. He goes, are you okay? And I go, what do you mean? He was like, none of this makes any sense. This is a list of stupid things. I say, well, I don't know. Made sense to me at the time, so.
Clearly it's worked out very well.
I don't know. Maybe I would have been more successful, richer as an accountant. I never actually wanted to be an accountant. I was a computer science major for one semester, and it was just too hard. Mm. And so I said, I'm going to go into business. It seems to me the smartest people in business are in accounting, so I'll do accounting. But other than my own taxes for a while, I've never done anything. 1-800-99, is that the number we have? What's our number so people can call it? Because we have, like, how many minutes left?
Yeah, we got to go to break here quick, and then we're only going to have, like, 2 minutes.
Oh,
afterwards.
We're short behind a break. Yep. No problem. Sounds good. And, yes, you can look up my dad, Dr. Herb True, one of the most famous motivational speakers in the history of this country, which he left to Notre Dame to do that. And, yeah, I'm not even in his league. All right, the Feel Good Friday. I can handle that next.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning double walk around the neighborhood.
Willie and Tausch, they're both gone. They're both on assignment. I'm Homer filling in because no one else would do it. So I have a minute and a half. Do we have an intro for this Feel Good Friday?
Nope, this is just it. Go for
it. All right,
it.
So everybody talks about nice things and all these different charities and stuff. And I like Teen Challenge, the Grand Avenue Club, Life Navigators. I'm probably forgetting others that I should. But I want to use this time because I'm not even an auctioneer. I don't do auctions because I incredibly see the generosity of people that are so nice. All these organizations exist because people are just kind and they give money. They don't have to. And in fact, now there aren't even that many auctions. They just, I stand up and go, just give money. I need 10 grand. I need 20 grand. And people still do it. So in honoring all those people who make all these organizations exist just because out of their kindness, like they don't have to do it. They just show up and they give money and they're generous to this group and how many hundreds or thousands of groups exist just because of the incredible generosity. Ted Kellner, Peter Helf, Pat Lawton, John Saganiak, Mike Lauer. By the way, Lauer and I hold the greatest record ever because you pay to play golf with Homer at Blue Mountain Country Club. I, of course, am not a member there. I shop at Aldi. Nobody goes to Blue Mountain, but shops at Aldi. Anyway, so there's always an event. Play golf with Homer at Blue Mound. Mike Lauer is a member at Blue Mound. I would guess that $40,000 has been raised to play golf with Homer at Blue Mound. Mike Lauer always wins it. Do you know why he wins it? So Homer never gets to play. No one has. I have never played at Blue Mound as part of this because he wins it every time. He's that generous. And I'm proud to say that it is the strangest auction item ever. And those people are generous. And everybody in the country, I tell them at auction, just smile. You change people's lives you'll never meet. And they would hug you and cry and love to thank you for being so generous. I'm done. Next.